This is Denny Somach, host of The Rock Podcast. I'm a producer, author, and rock historian, and I want to share with you some of the greatest stories in rock and roll.
Well, Bonzo was the best hard rock drummer ever, hands down. I mean, no one comes within a mile of him.
And I saw the Beatles on Ed Sullivan. John Lennon had this wise guy look on his face, just like me and my friends were just a bunch of wise guys, street kids.
The first guitar I ever had was Spanish guitar, and I couldn't really get the hang of it. I was only 13.
I had never written a song before, actually, and so Jim says, okay, everybody go home and write some songs, you know. And so I went home and wrote Light My Fire.
Join me for The Rock Podcast, the only podcast that matters, from Podcast One or wherever you get yours.
Well, we, of course, have to get a little bit of Love Boat this week, and we'll talk about Open States. And I got some thoughts on Alan versus Farrow, maybe Mia Farrow and Adam's mom. You'll see what I'm talking about.
First, I'll tell you about LiveLock. IRS warning. New scam to steal electronic filing identification numbers from tax professionals over email. Tax pros should be aware of the latest phishing scams. It's important to understand how cybercrime and identity theft are affecting our lives. Every day we put our info at risk on the internet. In an instant, cybercriminals could harm your finances and credit. Good thing there's LifeLock. LifeLock detects a wide range of identity threats like your social security number for sale on the dark web. If they detect your information has potentially been compromised, they will send you an alert. So protect yourself with LifeLock, right, Matt?
No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but you can keep what's yours with LifeLock Identity Theft Protection. Join now and save up to 25% off your first year at LifeLock.com, promo code Adam. That's LifeLock.com, promo code Adam for 25% off.
Recorded live at Corolla One Studios with Adam Carolla and board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist, Dr. Drew Pinsky. You're listening to The Adam and Dr. Drew Show.
Yeah, get it on, got to get on, just make it on, get it on. Dr. Drew, he takes his board cert and black like he likes his ladies. That's what he does with his board technician of advice. So what he's going to do right now, okay, so he's going to go ahead and you got answers, he's got questions, okay? And let me tell you something about this business. This business is like any other business. It's about putting fannies in faces, okay? That's what this income is. Defense about putting hats on balls. Show business.
Hats on balls?
Hats on balls.
Okay.
The defense about putting a hat on a ball. Okay, I'm saying?
Oh, defense. Okay.
Defense about putting hats on balls. Show business, fannies in faces. Okay? Or fannies in seats. No, faces in seats. Okay.
Fannies
offense
and
about
faces.
Putting fannies on the ball. Okay? Defense about putting hats on the ball. Okay? Show business, about putting faces in fannies.
All right.
Okay? Hey,
see
gentlemen.
If I can get his picture.
I can't make it any clearer than that. That's
take a knee, everybody. Take a knee.
If you're not satisfied with an answer, then you don't need an answer at that point. You know what I'm saying?
What are we going to talk about
you
today?
You know who has all the money, Drew?
Who has all the money?
The rich.
Oh, yeah.
That's who has all the money.
The guys that don't pay taxes?
That's right. Well, they don't pay their fair share.
Oh, right.
That's
right.
Why we got to get some from it.
Right.
So, show business, you know, well, first off, it's a business. It's got the name show right in it, right?
Yep.
It's not called show business. It's not called friends business.
Glass business. Well, it's show business.
It's show business. All right. So what we're going to do right now is we're going to go ahead and take some phone calls.
Yeah, we do.
Put some fannies in seats. Put some hats on balls.
Hey, before you take calls, I know you had a guy last week on ACS talking about Dylan Farrow's accusations and all that stuff.
Remember? Yeah.
I was watching the finale of that whole docu-series, Alan versus Farrow. It was about, you know, Mia Farrow and Woody Allen. And there were moments there with Mia Farrow that I imagine she's just like your mom.
Mm.
I saw a lot of your mom in her, this seething anger that is cloaked in this smiley. And then you just feel this seething underneath the surface.
And people, beware of nice people.
Especially saccharine, super nice people that are over the top with everything. Like I have 14 kids. And
right. Agreed.
So it was – but you might look at it through the prism of your mom. And I have to. And then I thought, oh, that's why these kids are so messed up, right? They've got all these different experiences of this woman.
Yep.
Yeah.
Chris, 40, North Carolina.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Long time, second time.
Hi, guy.
Your favorite Wilmington, North Carolina. Hey, guy.
Hey, guy.
Calling from your favorite Wilmington, North Carolina. Mm-hmm. I just had a philosophical question for you guys. I was interested in what you thought. It's this. If you took your average Republican and said, if you could snap your fingers and make it so, what percentage of this country would be Democrat? And if you took your average Democrat, ask them, if you could snap your fingers and make it so, what percent of this country would be Republican? What do you think the percentages would be?
I think I understand what you're getting at. Go ahead, Adam. What do you say?
I think they would all – I feel like the Democrats would go 100%.
Right, zero Republicans.
And I feel like the Republicans would go a majority Republicans. So
like 70% Republicans.
So we could
win.
But we should have some balance in here. That's what it would feel like to me.
I agree.
Chris?
Yeah, it'd be interesting. You should ask every now and then if you have a really fervent political person. Well, so ask them that question, because I agree with you guys. It would be much more homogenous on the left.
Well, the reason I say that is Democrats look at Republicans as evil racists. So, of course, you'd want to eliminate all the evil sexist racists who are trying to oppress everybody. Right.
Yeah.
And ruin the environment.
Right. And also, dumb, nut jobs. It was interesting. They did a town hall for Anderson Cooper looking into the – discussing with people that were resistant to take the vaccine. And he was shocked that they wanted to discuss science. Like, no, you're dumb. You don't believe in science. They're like, no, we want to see the actual literature. We want to see the phase three trials before we're, and we want to see how those trials are done. We want to see the statistical analysis. We're just doing our due diligence. He was shocked. Shocked.
Yeah. Well, the folks on the coast, either New York or Los Angeles, they have no idea that there are people that think differently than they do. They don't like, you just take a simple subject like hunting. They think everyone who hunts likes killing things and is some kind of knuckle dragger who's just listening to Ted Nugent, you know, drive around with the Dixie flag swinging off the back of their pickup truck. They don't understand nuance. Right. They can't understand nuance. They're not supposed to understand nuance. How could you paint everyone with this big broad brush of being, you know, this sort of Walmart shopping deplorable kind of thing if you had any nuance whatsoever?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I completely agree. I just, again, that kind of rigid, quasi-delusional thinking is really troubling that we're getting into these days.
It's beyond rigid and quasi-delusional. It's elitist.
Oh, that's
you're not
sure.
as smart.
That's
you're,
a nice.
Here's
thing
the whole thing. You aren't evolved on this subject. You do not understand. It's not your fault.
Right.
You're not educated like me. I'm educated. So I know, and you don't, and I have a certain amount of sympathy for you because you don't know what you're saying. You know what I mean? You can't help it. If Trump said hydroxychloroquine, then you would drink the fish tank cleaner because you don't know. And how would you know?
Right.
You couldn't know. You didn't go to college like me. I went to college. You didn't go to college. Thus, I'm smarter than you. I know what's going on.
Yeah.
There's a couple of college people on your side of the aisle who are just pulling the strings for all the dumb people who don't know. That's why. They don't know. They don't know to wear a mask. They don't understand anything. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
What happened to the 6 foot getting knocked down to the 3 foot distancing? Did you hear about that?
Yes.
Yeah. What a shocker.
Well, not only is that there was a study in the Annals of Internal Medicine yesterday. It's very interesting. It was a Danish study on masks and no masks in a region where there was very little mask wearing. And mask wearing in a region with high density COVID, low mask wearing, made no difference. And so the conclusion was, don't conclude anything. Be careful. Wear your mask. It was really interesting. They bent over backwards to ignore the conclusion of their own study. It was really wild.
Yeah.
But the other thing is mask wearing. I talked to an environmental engineer, mm-hmm. and she was concerned that mask wearing, when you breathe out, forces the air through the filter and creates an aerosol, mm-hmm. and aerosols go 20 feet.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all – this actual science is very complicated. Actual science, yeah. Not what the politicians tell you.
Brian, 38, Portland.
Hey, dude.
Hi, guy.
Hey. So I was wondering what your thoughts – or your guys' thoughts on, since Texas and Florida have reopened and they haven't had any big spikes, do you think the other big states like California and New York are actually going to backpedal or stick to their guns saying, we did the right thing? Oh, it's just a fluke or something that their spikes didn't go up.
Not only do they say they're lucky, they say they're lucky, and they double down on how stupid they are.
Right.
That's what's happening.
Is it?
Don't you hear that? I hear the rhetoric all the time. They just like.
Well, I heard Newsom like last week talking about staying the course.
Yeah.
Which I think meant just keeping him in office. But you want to stay the retarded course? Why don't you pick a non-retarded course to stay to? I disagree with my co-host.
In what sense?
Here's the way these people roll.
These governors?
Yeah, everyone. CNN governors, whatever. Oh, it's going to be death and mayhem after the spring break and after the Super Bowl. Yeah, it's going to super spreader, Super Bowl party, party.
Yeah.
And hydroxychloroquine's going to kill you. Yeah. And then when nothing happens, they don't follow it up.
No, they don't apologize.
They don't go, it must be a fluke. No. It doesn't exist anymore.
Right, right.
It's as if you'd never said it.
Right.
You made the proclamation that all these parties out in the street after the Super Bowl in Tampa were going to be a super spreader event. And then we get no super spreader event. You don't get back with us. You don't get back. But by the way, the New World Order is you don't come back and say you were wrong. You don't come back and offer a kind of spurious excuse that was you can see through. You don't come back.
Yeah.
That's the whole thing. There's no fault. How many fucking hydroxychloroquine stories did we hear? Okay, now fill us in.
Yeah.
What's going on? Tell us about all the disease and all the people admitted to the hospital and all the heart palpitations. Go ahead, follow it up. Where is it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's nothing.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you don't hear about it. So that's the way they roll. They make the retarded proclamation. They try to scare the fuck out of everyone. And then when nothing happens.
It's a drumbeat and then nothing.
Yes.
It's just a drumbeat. Boom, 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 boom. Stop.
They're not getting back to anything. Texas has been, as we tape this, it's been a week. And there's not going to be anything. The reason there's not going to be anything is because they've always been open. I did three shows in Texas last year.
They've always been open. I did a podcast or a stream with a guy named Larry Brilliant. He's a famous virologist. He's sort of worked on AIDS and smallpox. And he said, you don't have to mandate anything with people because when bad infectious disease break out, people naturally distance. They naturally mm-hmm. reduce their interactions. Mm-hmm. You don't have to mandate a damn thing because they do it already on their own.
I cannot tell you how many fucking dingbats I see walking down the street with their mask on. How many? The lion's share of people walking around outside in California are wearing masks.
Do you know how many cases have been documented of outdoor spread?
Hold on. I'm going to take two.
Documented outdoor spread.
Power 7. Let's go ahead and times 4.
Documented. And there's 50 million cases. Okay. Or 120 million, I guess, the world's like that.
Integer. Zero.
I'm aware of one.
Are you aware of one?
It might be as high as 3.
Woo!
Yeah. Yeah. And that was from China, and they have not been super reliable in their reporting, but that's where it came from.
So everyone just wears masks outside.
Yeah.
Okay.
And by the way, close the park, close the trails, close the stadium, close.
Arrest the guys paddleboarding out in the bay.
Close the ocean, close the beach. Oh, my God. Think about that.
It's not them, baby. It's all the sheep that go along for the ride. That's the real problem, because there's only a few of them, and they can't enforce everything if the sheep wouldn't go along for the ride. But the sheep went along for the ride.
I agree. That was an error. But how about the people that like it? They're gratified by being a sheep. That's the confusing part for me.
When I turn on CNN and they have these fucking shrews, these middle-aged Karen types that are sitting there in Texas, and they just go, we've come this far. What's wrong with a few more months? We've come this far. You've been sitting on your thumb and spinning for 12 months. What's wrong with 3 more months of sitting on my thumb and spinning? I don't know. What's wrong with 3 more months of something that isn't effective in any any arena?
That's funny.
You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
What's a few more? It's been a year, bitch. It's enough. The adults now are going to start making decisions. Who are these people? And how do you get there?
Well, the press gets them there.
I guess the press gets them there, but how malleable can your brain be? Mm. Pretty malleable?
Yeah.
All right.
Very
let's see.
Malleable.
You want to do a variant question?
Sure.
That's Butch. I miss guys named Butch. Butch, 35, Idaho. Butch?
Hey, it's Butch.
Oh, Butch.
Hey, how are you guys doing? I love your program. I listened to Loveline and actually call in to Loveline a long time ago. Probably you don't remember, but I love Man Show and Dr. Drew and the Juggies and everything, all of it.
Thanks, Butch.
You don't remember the call from Butch?
I do now.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Do you really remember the call from Butch?
Well, there's only room for one Butch in my life.
Depends on the topic. We might remember it if you tell us the topic.
That's funny. It was about a gross thing, because remember a show you did was a gross show, kind of on sex stuff. So it was kind of a sexual, personal thing to be talking about when I was calling.
All right, Butch. Well, what do you got today?
Do you still know the Juggies, by the way, Adam? I love the Juggies. I'm your biggest fan, and honestly, I'm exactly a fan of the show, exactly type of listener listen on the show. But I want to know about COVID, what happened in the world.
Yep. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's what I'm asking. What if it's going to go back for doing everything, be normal, drive to the store and everything, and hang out with friend Jim and all that?
One day, once we all get vaccinated and if it becomes an endemic virus rather than an epidemic or pandemic virus, we can begin to live with it.
And I would have no idea when I'm in line for a vaccination.
Not quite yet, but soon, like in a couple of weeks probably. Yeah. And I'm waiting until I have to, because my antibody levels are off the chain right now. And I don't particularly want to get a bad reaction. I've had enough.
What if you don't get one?
If I don't get one ever?
Mm-hmm.
I may not need one, except we're going to do some international travel in the summer, and the planes require it. The countries require it.
Mm-hmm.
You literally have to have a vaccine passport.
Yeah, By the way,
I don't like being discriminated against. As somebody who is a COVID survivor, I had to fight hard for the antibodies I got, and we are not in the equation anywhere in terms of privileges to move about.
But they're following the science, right?
Right.
The COVID passports are racist.
Oh, yeah.
I read an article.
There's an article about that, too. Yeah. Yeah, that cloud's racist. That's where we're getting to now. Just lay down in a field, look up at the clouds, trying to figure out why they're racist. Just everywhere. I don't know why it's not more comical to more people, this finding racism everywhere all the time.
Because the comedians don't show
the comedy. Everyone's scared shitless. Yeah. All right. Let me tell you about Tommy John, the 75-inch TV, not the 50, the ribeye, not the sirloin, business, not coach, paying a little more. Well, it's worth it. And it's a world of difference, and that's where Tommy John comes in. When you're wearing your Tommy Johns, you'll feel comfortable, and you'll feel like you can do everything better. I wear my Tommy John underwear. I'm wearing the T-shirt right now. Everything they do is better than everyone else's stuff. Breathable, lightweight, moisture-wicking fabric. 4 times the stretch of competing brands. Once you try Tommy John, you'll never go back to your old brand. Tommy John doesn't have customers. They have fanatics. And I'm one of them, man. Mm. I've never not worn my Tommy Johns.
Do you wear them
into
the pool?
Got them.
Or you go naked in the pool?
I go naked in the pool.
Okay.
But as soon as I get out of the pool and I get ready to head out for the day, on go the Tommy Johns, especially for working out. It's Tommy John, right, Matt?
Returns and exchanges are free. And right now, get 20% off your first order at TommyJohn.com/ADS. That's 20% off Tommy John underwear and loungewear at TommyJohn.com/ADS. TommyJohn.com/ADS. See site for details.
What you got, Drew?
I was obsessing about something while you were talking. You were going to Appleton, Wisconsin in May to do stand-up. That's where we had that Donny Osmond moment. I was just thinking about that when we went, worked out and ran past a sorority and they were lining up for a picture and they started chasing us.
Oh, was that in Appleton, Wisconsin?
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, it sounds about right.
There's a water something also, white water, but I think it was Appleton where we had that experience.
Did we go out that night to like Germantown and eat, or is that somewhere else?
I would swear we had two Germantown-y experiences. One was outside of Ann Arbor. We were at Western Michigan. But I think the one you're talking about, we were outside of Cleveland. Cleveland has a big German population, and I don't know what the hell we were doing, Ohio State or something.
Mm-hmm.
And we were outside of Cleveland. Yeah, want to do a little Love Boat talk? Cool Love Boat? I almost don't know where to start.
I'm a little behind in my episodes.
Oh.
But go ahead.
Well, let me think through some of the stuff. There's one. Have you seen the one where Louis Nye has to wear a life jacket everywhere he goes?
Well, who's Louis?
Louis Nye is a Vegas stand-up guy, sort of. He's a comedic actor. He's also one of those nightclubby kind of comedians from the 60s and 70s, I think.
Probably, yeah.
It's the most absurd thing of all time. I mean, it goes all the way into – cartoon is not – a cartoon would reject it.
Mm.
I mean, he's cartoony sort of in his acting, and he has to wear this giant oversized life jacket wherever he goes because he's afraid of water.
Well, the thing about half the premises for the Love Boat was like, I'm getting onto the cruise liner, right?
Yeah.
But my wife's pregnant.
Yeah.
I swear she's going to give birth any second now.
Yeah.
And so Dr. Bricker needs to be right by our side the whole time. Well, but why would you go on the cruise?
Right.
If this was your mindset.
Right.
Or if you're that freaked out by the ocean, then why would you go on the cruise? A lot of the storylines are like, a good-looking married man, and me and my wife are going on a cruise for our 10-year anniversary, and then we get to the cruise, and then my wife goes, there's an emergency at the office, you just go alone.
Right.
Julie McCoy, look after him, and then we find love.
Yes. That's so weird.
What?
They go all the way onto the ship.
There's
that one. Have you seen the one where one of his physician colleagues leaves his wife behind? I think we talked about that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Captain, look after my beautiful, sensual, vivacious wife with her sexual proclivities that are her unyielding desire for men. Go ahead and look after her. And then she's like, okay, Captain. Like, they can't even resist themselves while the husband is still standing there.
There's Louis Nye in the vest.
Yeah, he's walking around with the giant. He's got one of the life vests from the Lusitania.
Yeah, right.
It's not a modern day one.
Right.
And he's just got to walk around the pool. And
how do you figure they pay this out? So here's how they pay it. You want to watch a little bit of it? Or you want me to tell you about the payout? Because it's so bad.
I queued it up just the image, so I have no idea what this would show.
This doesn't pay it out here. He pays it out. He starts figuring out a way. He's humiliated that he has to wear the vest everywhere.
Why is he on the ship?
He's forced to take the cruise to overcome his fear of water.
It's nothing. Yeah, because the wife wants him to. That's right.
Uh-huh.
Here's the reason. And he decides he figures out a way around by finding a CO2 cartridge and a deflated vest he can wear under his clothing.
Guess what?
Guess what?
It goes off during dinner.
No! No!
No.
Yes.
There was a lot of inflation humor.
Yes.
And so what happened was is
Maybe that was a new technology or something.
What happened
inflation.
Was the super inflatable raft yeah. would be in, and so every sitcom had the, you know, I Love Lucy, not the first I Love Lucy, but the Lucille Ball show or yeah. whatever. It's like, we're in the sporting goods store. And we start blowing up. Like, one hack comedian, comic writer saw that raft being demonstrated on a TV show or something and went, oh, yeah, that's comedy gold. That's kind of the instant inflation thing was comedy gold.
What is going on in these people's minds? Yeah. And you said something the other day. I don't think it was on this show, but we were talking about the it's so vaudevillian. I thought that was an interesting insight.
Yeah.
It is all remnants of vaudeville. And that's a hard thing to connect with, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's such a it was a unique, weird moment, and it's so far in the past, it like makes no sense in the present.
The jokes were all vaudevillian, sort of as a of nature of their base was vaudevillian,
and that was comedy in the 70s,
mm-hmm.
In the 60s, all vaudeville, slipping, inflation, it's a lot of physical humor that was like worthless,
right?
Nothing clever ever. I can't think of anything clever.
No, because the conceit wasn't to be unique or interesting. It was to be rhythmic. It was basically like saying, you go to the McDonald's and you go to the McDonald's in Cleveland, or you go to the McDonald's in Beijing, and the Big Mac tastes the same. It's like, yeah, that's what they want. That's there's no variety. It's like, no. They're doing this thing where they're feeding you
the same thing.
You'll know the rhythm of what it is.
But what's interesting to me is, and maybe this isn't interesting to others or yourself, but that while this garbage was going on, some of the greatest comedy, was being developed by Pryor and Carlin. And,
they had All in the Family and MASH before this. This is cocaine-driven 70s disco. We are fucking tired of Crosby, Stills, and Nash singing about Four Dead in Ohio. We want Donna Summers.
You're right. That's so interesting.
We want disco and glitz. And we want nothing. I don't want to think about Vietnam.
In a weird way, we're kind of going through that now, I think. When I go out and talk to people that are making television, they'll sell you that we need something light, something other.
Well, they don't
want to handle it.
We're done being bummed out by the Vietnam War.
Yeah.
Nixon and Watergate and pollution and crying Indians and Roots and good times and fuck that. I want disco balls and nothing.
It's true. But at the same time, Richard Pryor had his own TV show that didn't make it because they censored the shit out of it. Mm-hmm. So they were trying to go somewhere. They just couldn't make it. It's interesting.
Yeah, it's just.
And it's interesting because we're kind of going through. I think we're going to go through a similar kind of thing. I just don't think it's going to be as horrible. I think it's too much cleverness and good writing and things. Speaking of clever, guys, I have been anxious for this for a long time. It is the Amazon Pharmacy. Look, you can get your medication online. Save time. Amazon Pharmacy delivers your medication right to your door. No more waiting at the pharmacy. No more trying to get the pharmacist's attention. No more hours of operation. You have your doctor's office send your next prescription straight to Amazon Pharmacy. I am a huge advocate for online prescribing. I think it works great. I think this is the way we're all going to be in the future. It works with most insurance plans at Amazon, most insurance plans nationwide. Is there anything worse than, trying to get the pharmacist's attention and trying to get your doctor to, and then the written prescription, and again, I call it to the pharmacist and we couldn't get through. And it just, all that is gone. We're back to the ease of use that we're all used to now on the internet. And why shouldn't there be Amazon Pharmacy? Amazon Prime members can save on prescription medication when not using their insurance and get free 2-day delivery. You can learn more about that, because there's plenty of things insurance doesn't cover, at amazon.com/ADSRX. That is amazon.com. We're all accustomed to that, but /ADSRX. I'm going to say it one more time. I'm recommending all you gentlemen adopt this for your prescriptions. amazon.com/ADSRX.
All right. Last call. Someone's been on hold for a while. Got a question about what? Parking code enforcement. Ken?
Hey, Adam, it's Ken once again.
Ken once again. Show. What's going on, Ken?
Hey, I just had a funny, I was just thinking of you when I got a code enforcement letter in the mail. It's out here in Phoenix, beautiful weather, so everyone's selling their house, and cyclically our neighborhood gets code enforcement letters when people are trying to sell their house, because everyone reports all their neighbors of stuff.
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm. And so I had this old car I've been saving for my daughter. She's 14. When she drives, it's a little Econobox, airbagged, little Hyundai car that threw a timing belt. And so it pulled it, parked it, had it registered, decommissioned it with the state, don't pay insurance on it, sits there in the driveway, it's washed, it just sits there. So the code guy, the letter calls, says, hey, you're illegal. You can't have an unregistered car in your driveway. And I called him and I said, hey, yeah, it's all the state knows it's not drivable. I don't drive it on the street. It's just parked there. It's got tires. It's not on jacks. Doesn't have a cover. He says, oh, no, you have to have it registered.
Oh, yeah.
Or it has to be removed from sight. And I just started chuckling, and I said, well, I can take a rock and throw it to my neighbor who has an old Chevelle on jack stands and a carport. And the guy pulls it up on Google. He says, oh, yeah, I see that. Yeah, he's not in violation because I can't see his license plate. I just chuckled, and I said, yeah, that's his son's car. He tragic death.
What I want to know, what confuses me, though, is how does that guy live with himself?
I
don't understand.
No,
he may be nice.
Guy.
I just don't understand how bureaucrats live with themselves.
It's the neighbors that call. It's the one trying.
No, you're missing my point. The point is that he even knows that's his job is to know that he, you know, if he doesn't see the license plate of the car in the garage, I can't do anything about that. That's my bureaucratic role. You know what I'm saying?
I know. Look, you have a bunch of fucking nudniks who they've just tapped out of life.
I think so.
They've tapped out. Who the fuck is there a human when you're in high school says, this is what I want to do?
Right.
Jesus Christ. All right. April 14th, Nashville, Tennessee. Zanies. Going to be doing a live pod there and then going to Wisconsin.
This is the Appleton
May
thing.
7th.
This is what I was talking about.
There.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Golden, Colorado. Buffalo Rose, 18th, 19th, and June. Go to AdamCarolla.com. I'm doing live shows all over the place. And check out our Pluto TV channel over there at 585. Got a lot of subscribe. Got a lot of good stuff there for free. And check out the YouTube channel as well. YouTube/AdamCarolla. Drew.
Go to DrDrew.com. And check me out on TikTok at Dr. Drew. Trying to get that going.
So, till next time, Adam Carolla, Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
Hey, movie lovers, who needs a theater when you have Pluto TV? Grab your popcorn and your streaming device because free movies are here. Pluto TV is your home for movies. Great movies are playing anytime in over 20 exclusive movie channels of action, horror, rom-coms, and more. Watch hits like Saving Private Ryan, Pretty in Pink, and Charlie's Angels all for free. No signups, no fees, no contracts. Ever. Download the free Pluto TV app on any device.